Section 2. The Detail Labourer and His Implements. If we now go into more detail, it is, in the first place, clear that a labourer who all his life performs one and the same simple operation converts his whole body into the automatic, specialised implement of that operation. Consequently, he takes less time in doing it than the artificer who performs a whole series of operations in succession. But the collective labourer, who constitutes the living mechanism of manufacture, is made up solely of such specialised, detailed labourers. Hence, in comparison with the independent handicraft, more is produced in a given time, or the productive power of labour is increased. Footnote. The more any manufacture of much variety shall be distributed and assigned to different artists, the same must needs be better done, and with greater expedition, with less loss of time and labour. The Advantages of the East India Trade, 1720. End of footnote. Moreover, when once this fractional work is established as the exclusive function of one person, the methods it employs become perfected. The workman's continued repetition of the same simple act, and the concentration of his attention on it, teach him by experience how to attain the desired effect with the minimum of exertion. But since there are always several generations of labourers living at one time, and working together at the manufacture of a given article, the technical skill, the tricks of the trade thus acquired, become established, and are accumulated and handed down. Footnote. Easy labour is transmitted skill. Thomas Hodgkin, Popular Political Economy. End of footnote. Manufacture, in fact, produces the skill of the detail labourer, by reproducing and systematically driving to an extreme within the workshop the naturally developed differentiation of trades which it found ready to hand in society at large. On the other hand, the conversion of fractional work into the life-calling of one man corresponds to the tendency shown by earlier societies to make trades hereditary, either to petrify them into castes, or whenever definite historical conditions beget in the individual a tendency to vary in a manner incompatible with the nature of castes, to ossify them into guilds. Castes and guilds arise from the action of the same natural law that regulates the differentiation of plants and animals into species and varieties, except that, when a certain degree of development has been reached, the heredity of castes and the exclusiveness of guilds are ordained as a law of society. Footnote. The arts also have, in Egypt, reached the requisite degree of perfection, for it is the only country where artificers may not in any way meddle with the affairs of another class of citizens, but must follow that calling alone which by law is hereditary in their clan. In other countries it is found that tradesmen divide their attention between too many objects. At one time they try agriculture, at another they take to commerce, at another they busy themselves with two or three occupations at once. In free countries they mostly frequent the assemblies of the people. In Egypt, on the contrary, every artificer is severely punished if he meddles with affairs of state, or carries on several trades at once. Thus there is nothing to disturb their application to their calling. Moreover, since they inherit from their forefathers numerous rules, they are eager to discover fresh advantages. Diodorus Siculus. End of footnote. Quote, "The muslins of Dakar in fineness, the calicoes and other piece goods of Coromandel in brilliant and durable colours, have never been surpassed. Yet they are produced without capital, machinery, division of labour, or any of those means which give such facilities to the manufacturing interest of Europe. The weaver is merely a detached individual, working a web when ordered of a customer, and with a loom of the rudest construction, consisting sometimes of a few branches or bars of wood put roughly together. There is even no expedient for rolling up the warp. The loom must therefore be kept stretched to its full length, and become so inconveniently large that it cannot be contained within the hut of the manufacturer, who is therefore compelled to ply his trade in the open air, where it is interrupted by every vicissitude of the weather. Unquote. Footnote. Historical and Descriptive Account of British India, etc., by Hugh Murray and James Wilson, etc. The Indian loom is upright, that is, the warp is stretched vertically. End of footnote. It is only the special skill accumulated from generation to generation and transmitted from father to son that gives to the Hindu, as it does to the spider, this proficiency. And yet the work of such a Hindu weaver is very complicated compared with that of a manufacturing labourer. An artificer who performs one after another the various fractional operations in the production of a finished article must at one time change his place, at another his tools. The transition from one operation to another interrupts the flow of his labour, and creates, so to say, gaps in his working day. These gaps close up so soon as he is tied to one and the same operation all day long. They vanish in proportion as the changes in his work diminish. The resulting increased productive power is owing either to an increased expenditure of labour power in a given time, that is, to increased intensity of labour, or to a decrease in the amount of labour power unproductively consumed. The extra expenditure of power demanded by every transition from rest to motion is made up for by prolonging the duration of the normal velocity when once acquired. On the other hand, constant labour of one uniform kind disturbs the intensity and flow of a man's animal spirits, which find recreation and delight in mere change of activity. The productiveness of labour depends not only on the proficiency of the workman, but on the perfection of his tools. Tools of the same kind, such as knives, drills, gimlets, hammers, etc., may be employed in different processes, and the same tool may serve various purposes in a single process. But so soon as the different operations of a labour process are disconnected, the one from the other, and each fractional operation acquires in the hands of the detail labourer a suitable and peculiar form, alterations become necessary in the implements that previously served more than one purpose. The direction taken by this change is determined by the difficulties experienced in consequence of the unchanged form of the implement. Manufacture is characterized by the differentiation of the instruments of labour, a differentiation whereby implements of a given sort acquire fixed shapes, adapted to each particular application, and by the specialization of those instruments, giving to each special implement its full play only in the hands of a specific detail labourer. In Birmingham alone, 500 varieties of hammers are produced, and not only is each adapted to one particular process, but several varieties often serve exclusively for the different operations in one and the same process. The manufacturing period simplifies, improves, and multiplies the implements of labour by adapting them to the exclusively special functions of each detail labourer. Footnote. Darwin, in his epoch-making work on the Origin of Species, remarks with reference to the natural organs of plants and animals, "So long as one and the same organ has different kinds of work to perform, a ground for its changeability may possibly be found in this, that natural selection preserves or suppresses each small variation of form less carefully than if that organ were destined for the one special purpose alone. Thus, knives that are adapted to cut all sorts of things may, on the whole, be of one shape, but an implement destined to be used exclusively in one way must have a different shape for every different use. End of footnote. It thus creates at the same time one of the material conditions for the existence of machinery which consists of a combination of simple instruments. The detail labourer and his implements are the simplest elements of manufacture. Let us now turn to its aspect as a whole.